Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app. Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
Yankee Rose by David Lee Roth. And he is not your artist of the day.
Thank God.
Your artist of the day is America. Give me a little bit more there, Sammy.
That's not. I'm good. I got it.
On the 4th of July.
America is your artist of the day. By the way, not only are we celebrating the 4th of July, Independence Day, I believe there is another celebration going on today.
I know!
Hello.
Happy anniversary, baby. Got you on my mind. Happy anniversary, baby. Got you on my
Well, happy anniversary.
48 years you guys have put up with each other?
48 years, yes.
Oh, my word, Big Juicy.
Oh, I know it.
He says about the last six or seven haven't been too bad.
You know, we picked this date so we'd have a three-day weekend.
Oh. Okay.
Yeah, so happy 4th of July to y'all.
Same.
Happy 7272 to you all.
Why do you always give out my bank code?
Lord. It's 7272.
Do you remember a couple years ago, Big Juicy, when she actually did give out your bank code on the air?
And we had to go change it on all our stuff, yes. Thank you so much.
It's easy to remember. Happy anniversary.
It was so funny. It was so funny.
God. Now, listen, no honeymoon questions or where Dana was conceived questions.
Let's well, we already know where Dana was conceived. She was conceived on the front porch of a house in Emporia, Kansas. And by the way, don't think I didn't think about that when I was coming back from Wichita on Sunday, and I thought somewhere around here within the miles of my car, Dana Wright was conceived in 1974.
We're so glad she was.
Well, me too. What are we doing to celebrate tonight?
Well, you know, with the pandemic, you know, there's not much to do. So we're just going to sit on the front porch and wave at cars when they go by and drink some wine.
Oh, I think that sounds lovely.
Yeah.
Craig, what are we really going to do?
I'm having a cigar and playing golf.
Stop it.
That's terrible.
Oh, gosh. Well, you know, really, after 48, it's just a regular day, but it's been 48 happy years and two wonderful kids and some great-grandkids. I mean, not great-grandkids, but some wonderful grandkids. And
I was going to say, you know something I don't? Well, we just wanted to call, say happy anniversary. You guys go mask thanks. Up and, you know, do whatever it is you're going to do.
Yes, thank you so much, honey.
Are you guys going to make some magic happen tonight, or what are you going
to... Oh, my God.
I don't know. Is Todd Lemansky coming over?
All right. No vulgar music, please.
No what music?
I'm glad America's the artist of the day because I love them.
You love America?
Yes.
Well, it's not... No, America. But Big Juicy, it's not the band America... It's just songs about America.
Oh, I thought you were going to play Horse with No Name.
No. So you're going to get like a little bit of Lee Greenwood this afternoon. You're going to get... Yeah.
Patriotic.
Yes.
Yeah, patriotic songs because we're off tomorrow. And then, of course, Saturday's the 4th of July.
Now, you guys didn't buy fireworks, did you, Mom?
No, there's no fireworks here.
Okay, good. Because I have a prediction, because they're canceling all of the fireworks shows.
They canceled the Overland Park show.
My prediction is we're going to have more people who go into the 4th with 10 fingers and toes and come out with 7.
Yep.
Oh, no.
So,
I hate that.
Don't be shooting off any fireworks.
No fireworks here. So.
Okay, good.
Okay, honey. Well, thanks for calling. We love you.
We love you.
Well, happy anniversary, and Craig, good luck tonight, if you know what I mean.
Thanks, Scott.
I hope you guys have a good time, if you know what I mean.
Lord, goodbye.
Hey, let's have some fireworks tonight in the bedroom.
Right.
Goodbye.
Thank you so much.
Okay, goodbye.
Oh, they're going to make their own fireworks.
Oh, yeah, they are.
You know I'm right.
Rub a little Flintstone.
You know, if you are working this weekend in the emergency room, and I'm being deadly serious here, we are going to see an uptick in people blowing their hands off with homemade fireworks because there are no fireworks shows. Like, every year it happens.
Yeah.
You know, there's 25 cases or 30 cases of somebody losing an eye or a finger. I predict right now those numbers will skyrocket because there's no fireworks show to go see. So people who normally wouldn't blow stuff up in their front yard are going to go blow stuff up in their front yard.
Why? Just because there's no...
Because there's nothing
no
else
city
to,
fireworks?
Yeah, there's nothing else
well,
to
you
do.
Might be right. You might be right.
So if you're working that shift in the ER this weekend...
I don't understand why, though. I mean, like, with the Overland... And it's been years since I went to go see the Overland Park one. But... a lot of people just park their car on the highway, or they'll get into a parking garage at the mall, and they'll just watch the fireworks. In Roland Park, for example, they do it at Bishop Miege. But people, like, are on the streets.
Yeah.
And, I mean, I think you can still social distance and do firework displays, right?
I agree.
It's not like you have to be right there.
I think it's safer than... The alternative, you know, on the news every year, they show the mannequin holding the watermelon. You've seen this.
Of course.
Every single year.
It's your go-to.
And they put the M80 or whatever it is inside the watermelon, and then they put it, you know, around the mannequin to try and simulate what it's going to look like when you blow your arm off. And you get results. Like, the mannequin's arm is blown off. The watermelon explodes.
Shocker.
Please just be careful. Let's go with sparklers. Let's go with sparklers.
Isn't what?
We could all just play with sparklers.
Sparklers suck.
They can still create a third degree burn on your fingers if you hold them too long.
I was just about to say, can't those also burn you?
Yes, they can, but you're not going to blow your face off with a sparkler.
And you're also not going to have any fun.
Sparklers are fun.
No, they're not, Dana. Stop.
Even the word sparkler sounds...
Oh,
fun.
Look. This is what the typical kid looks like when they're looking at a sparkler.
Why do you hate America?
I don't hate America. I love America. That's why I want to throw an M80 at somebody.
Okay, that would be battery. Don't do that.
America!
I'm telling you, I'm predicting it right now. We'll come back on Monday.
Did you never get into like
no.
a...
No. A bottle rocket war?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, those were great.
No, do you know why? Because I worked with someone very closely who I adore, who has one eye that doesn't quite look directly at you
That's
when you're having a conversation.
Because
it went directly to his eye. He took a shot direct to the eye and now goes around town telling everybody not to do that.
Well, you know why he took one straight to the eye? Because he didn't wear goggles. I remember getting into a bottle rocket war with Brenninger and Scott Bohannon years ago up in Leavenworth when we were like 18 years old. And you know what we did? We wore the proper gear.
I didn't know you wore goggles when you do that. I guess it makes sense.
It makes sense because you don't want to blow your eye out.
Well, but what happens if it hits you in your arm or your leg?
You get a little burn. So what?
I'm so glad I'm not a boy. I just am so glad. Never in the history of America has any woman sat around and thought,
there is not,
let's go shoot fire at each other and see what happens.
There is not a boy slash man living in the state of Kansas, or Missouri for that matter, that has not gotten into a bottle rocket war. I remember being on, I don't even remember whose relative, it was Scott Bohannon's relative, but we're out on their property and we're having a bottle rocket war.
Adults were sanctioning this.
They didn't stop us.
God.
The real fun is a Roman candle war. You get light.
That's nasty. That is painful.
Got to be quick enough.
Cat-like reflexes when you're dodging fire.
576-7798.
I started singing bye-bye, Miss American Pie. Drove my Chevy to the levee, but the levee was dry. Them good old boys were drinking whiskey and rye and singing, this'll be the day that I die. This'll be the day that I die.
You know what?
Now for 10 years,
calling an audible here. We were going to get into Johnson County and the Johnson County Commission today and what they decided regarding the state order to start wearing a mask in indoor spaces starting tomorrow. But this just came down the pipe. Here we go. CNN. A surge in coronavirus cases in the Los Angeles region has prompted the University of Southern California, USC, to drop plans to have undergraduate students back in the classroom. And instead, USC has now decided to move its classes online for the fall. USC mentioned the, quote, alarming spike in a letter to students yesterday. The school said it needed to, quote, dramatically reduce our on-campus density and all indoor activities for the fall semester. Quote, given the continuing safety restrictions and limited densities permissible on campus, our undergraduate students primarily or exclusively will be taking their courses online in the fall term, and our on-campus housing and activities will be limited. While not what we had hoped, we are now recommending that all undergraduates take their courses online and reconsider living on or even close to campus in the semester.
Do you have any earthly idea?
Don't get mad at me.
How much money it costs to go to the University of Southern California? Guess. It's more than Harvard.
I would imagine it's $30,000 a year.
No.
Okay.
You've lost your mind.
Okay. Dana, don't get mad at me. I'm reading a story.
It is $56,000 a year just to set foot on campus. So I understand why they're doing what they're doing. There clearly is a documented surge in these cases. But who in their right mind is going to pay $56,000 to sit at home and learn online at USC? Because what you're paying for that $56,000 is the experience. You're paying to say, I went to USC. Not that I sat at home in my mom's basement and went online and looked at classes at USC, which any of us could do. But I went to USC. $56,000 a year.
Well,
kids will be told, not all of them, but kids will be told who are middle to upper middle class, who are relying on scholarships and scraping together every dime to get their kid there, to get your ass back home. We are not paying $56,000 for you to sit and learn online.
Well, you absolutely will pay $56,000. And here's why, Dana. It is not, and I've heard the argument about, you know, like if I had a freshman in college or a sophomore in college, Sarah, Jack, soon to be Sophie, I would understand if you said, you know what, kid, we're going to go ahead and take this first semester and we're going to do it at Johnson County Community College online instead of KU online.
Yeah.
I get that.
Or Park. I mean, they're all offering. Come on in. The water's fine. Come learn local.
Dip your toe. It's warm.
That's right.
It's nice and warm in here.
Nice and warm and cost effective.
But here's why you would pay $56,000. Because you want your kid to have a diploma that says across the top, University of Southern California. Not, with all respect, Johnson County Community College.
Well, you can do your first 2 years.
That's what I just said.
No.
Pay attention to the show you produce.
Also, I do have a serious question. Was there some sort of, like, dues deadline that just passed, and now they're making this decision?
No, not that I'm – I don't know about USC, Sam, but
– We have not yet paid tuition.
At KU, we have not paid tuition.
Okay, because that would be really interesting if, hey, the dues deadline passed, and you just paid odd thousands of dollars, and now you can't back out.
Welcome to online –
Yeah.
Online Trojan family.
But to my point, Sam, and I think you would agree with this, Dana, as well. If it's a freshman or a sophomore, sure. Let's say, and I don't want to spook anybody. Let's say KU goes online again in the fall, which I think they're going to do, and I've said that for weeks. You have been like, stop it. And I have told you for weeks, I think the kids are coming back home. Now I don't know that for a fact. Okay. And I hope they get to experience that college lifestyle. I hope they do. Yeah. But I think they're coming home. If they're a freshman or a sophomore, and Sam, you're welcome to jump in. I understand if you just say, you know what, screw it, we're going to JCCC or KCKCC or whatever. But if they're a senior, you're doing online because you want your kid to have a diploma that says University of Kansas or Kansas State
Despite
University.
Despite the fact they're not going to have a graduation, they're not going to have a party. I know senior Scott.
But you want them to put on their resume, I'm a graduate of K-State or University of Kansas.
But I know seniors who went away to spring break and never went back. They didn't get to say goodbye to their friends. They got like a one-hour slot to go to their house and move their stuff out. I mean, I felt the worst for the college seniors. As bad as I feel for the high school seniors, I felt the worst for the college seniors. They went on spring break, and that was it.
Yep.
See ya. Congratulations, you've graduated.
I mean, I paid for my own schooling, so if it were my senior year, I would just take a year off. I would not pay for that online.
Right.
That's just ridiculous to me.
You know who else might not be going back to class in the fall? Anyone in Alabama, because they are, in the state of Alabama, throwing COVID parties.
I heard about this.
To see who can get infected first.
They actually are gambling on this. And what
it's a game?
What they do is, the way I saw the story this morning on Good Morning America, they know that one of their friends is infected, okay? This is not a joke. And so what they do is they throw a COVID party, and everybody ponies up a certain amount of money. The person who has COVID comes to the party.
You've got to be kidding me.
I am not kidding you. And then first one to get infected with a positive test. You don't have to show symptoms. You just have to get a positive test. First person with a positive test wins the prize. I am not kidding you.
Roll Tide.
Roll Tide. Bama.
Merca.
That has to be a rumor that has taken hold.
It was on Good Morning America.
There is no, come on.
Dana, I'm not making this up.
I'm looking at it in Time Magazine right now.
You find a friend who has COVID, okay? You throw a party, everybody else tests negative.
Isn't even for herd immunity. This is like just to gamble.
Right. And everybody throws in a pot of money, okay? Then you invite the friend into your party that you know has COVID. Yeah. They have to test positive, okay? First person other than that person to test positive wins the pot.
You win, you're dead.
We're talking about the same generation, though, that used to knock each other out for fun.
We're talking about your generation.
Oh, I know. Thank you. They also ate Tide Pods? What else have we done?
No, I'm serious. This is true. It's COVID.
If you asked me, is this real or an Onion headline? I would have guessed it was an Onion headline.
No, it is. It was on GMA today. I laid there in bed. I was like, oh my God.
from the text line, COVID roulette.
Mm-hmm. That's exactly what it is. 576-7798.
My God.
Sam Stevie the Third. Dana, head explosion right. I am Scott Parks on KMBZ.
You just gotta ignite the light and let it shine. Just on the night, like the 4th of July. Cause baby, you're a firework. Come on, show them what you work. Make them go as you shoot across the sky.
Happy Independence Day, Kansas City. I hope everybody's safe this weekend. Play it straight. You do it right. You social distance. You wear a mask. Don't be an idiot. You got nothing to prove, man. Telephone number here is 576-7798. USC has just announced they are moving online for the fall. They're done. First out. And if you don't think other colleges are going to follow, you're crazy. What starts on the coast always ends up in the Midwest. And I have, Dana, I can hear you grumbling over there. I can hear you growling. Nobody wants our kids to miss the college experience. I am afraid to call Sarah right now. A, she's at work. And B, I don't want to break her heart. I can't imagine, and I'm being serious here for a second. No fart jokes, okay? One of the things that I loved about going to college was not going to class. Because God knows I didn't do that very well. And I did the league minimum. I did enough to get out and get a diploma. What I loved about college was just the experience. Going to the basketball games, going to the football games, whether it was at Nebraska or KU. Well, going to the football games at Nebraska, going to the basketball games at KU. God knows the football games at KU were not that fun.
You're paying for the experience.
Yes.
And so when you take away the experience and it just becomes about
taking classes
online.
Yeah. Yeah. And it breaks my heart. And I know you have a son who's about to be a junior at KU and a daughter who's about to be a freshman. I mean, at least with Sarah.
She got 1 year in.
At least she got a semester and a half in.
Yeah.
And so she got to experience what college was about. Granted, there were some experiences that she endured that I'm not too proud about. The Hawk that one night when, Sarah, come on, man.
It was more than just one night, I guarantee you.
It was just that one time. I was in the pool again. How did I get here?
That one night at the Hawk. I mean,
I just woke up here, Dad. I don't know.
Dad, I don't know why I'm in the hospital. All right, kid. Anyway, I digress. She's a great kid. But at least she got a semester and a half at KU. Sophie is potentially not even going to get that.
Yeah.
Until
we know otherwise, we are moving forward.
You're glass half full.
We are glass half full. We are moving forward. You know, there are conversations. We had planned an outdoor, socially distanced graduation party for the girls. And we are in conversations right now about what to do with that. And we're certainly not hiring a big caterer, if you know what I mean, because you just don't know. And then, you know, to have a gathering just with family, Scott, are you going to invite your grandma and grandpa to that party?
We went down to Wichita on Sunday. My mom did not go.
Yeah, I know. I know.
And it broke my heart. It broke my heart.
So the family members are the ones that want to go, want to say congratulations, you know, here's your card with $50 in it or whatever.
Right.
If the family members don't go, it really just becomes a party for the kids, which is not what we're supposed to be doing right now.
Well, and Lydia's my niece, her other grandparents, which is my sister-in-law's parents, they showed up, masked up, gloved up,
yeah,
and they stood way away from everybody else, you know, because they're in their 70s. And I think they stayed for a total of 20 minutes. Yeah. I said hello from a distance. And then they got back in their car and drove back to Newton, which is about 30 miles north.
It's depressing.
And so I was like, oh, my God. And the fact that my mom could not be there for Lydia's graduation party. Now, Lydia is graduating. They're going to have an outdoor graduation on, I think, July 24th. But each student gets two people, which is to say mom and dad.
Yeah.
What about Sophie? Does she, are they having a graduation?
They're
at
having
all?
It outside, and so I'm not sure what the parameters are as far as numbers in attendance. But
it's probably just going to be you and Joe.
Yeah, it's a larger outdoor facility, so we'll see.
Let's go to Al in Brookside. Al, good afternoon. Hello, welcome.
Good afternoon. I was just going to comment the 56,000 kind of knocks your socks off. Mm-hmm. And I'm older, but I had two sons in college in the 90s, 4 years apart. And to show you how bad the inflation was, what almost got the older boy through 3 years of college almost got the younger boy through, the other way around, almost got the older boy through 4 years of college, almost got the younger one through 3 years of college. Mm-hmm. So that's, 25 or 33%, depending on how you figure it. And some of these prices are just astronomical, but I guess they find people to pay them.
They find people to pay them until you take away the experience and tell these kids to go online, and I think they are going to see a huge drop in attendance.
But
I really do.
But Al and Danny, you have to remember, USC is a private school. It is not a public university. So private schools, of course, Harvard, Yale, USC has an incredible reputation. And so it is a private school.
Is it part public, part private?
No. UCLA is...
It's UCLA.
UCLA is quasi-public, quasi-private. Right. Yeah.
No, I understand that. I'm just commenting that the increase back in the 90s, and it's kept going.
Yeah.
At well ahead of general inflation.
Well, you'll get no argument out of me. I mean, and I know you won't out of Dana. I mean, we're both paying college tuition right now. And I remember when I went to KU in the early 90s, it was, I believe, $980 a semester. And now it is $5,000 a semester.
It's 10.
I was going to say, I think it's more than
not 10. Not a semester.
Yes, it is.
No, it's not.
If you are just talking about tuition, I'm talking about to actually send them there.
Yeah, I mean, if you're talking about, I'm just telling you what I pay.
Okay.
Like, Shonda pays for the tuition, I pay for the room and board. So Shonda pays the tuition, which is $5,000 a semester, give or take. I pay for the room and board, which is $5,000 a semester. Okay? So, yeah, I mean, if you're talking about the entire year, it's $20,000.
I mean, out of state's a whole different story. $27,000 a year for out of state tuition
to go to KU.
Well, yeah, around here, but then you start talking about USC, and that's when the numbers just go stupid.
Well, but I you're right. But that is a private institution, and it's impossible to get in it. And if you do get in it, it's obvious your parents are...
Well, not necessarily. We had one kid from our graduating class in Topeka get into USC. One.
On a scholarship.
Incredibly bright kid. 4-point whatever kid. One kid got into USC.
576-7798. Sam Stevie the Third. She is Dana Wright. I am Scott Parks on KMBZ.
You can hold back the rain. Bring on the wind.
So the cop has been relieved of duty. I don't know if you guys have seen
it. I just saw this on CNN. We're
in
the
break. First time you've seen it?
We're in the break. Scott goes, watch this. And I go, what? And there's a woman in an airport. She's got a mask on. She's clearly exasperated.
She had missed a flight.
She had missed her flight. So you can tell she's raising her voice and she's flailing her arms. And oh my gosh, there it goes. She gets right up into his face. Toward the end.
Now, he claims she headbutted him.
I I don't see that, Scott.
But he lays her out with a right hook.
With a right hook. Like a Mike Tyson powerful yes. right hook.
Yes.
To the face.
Yes. I mean, lays her out.
Let me look right before. She does not headbutt him, Scott. I am watching
it. Let me see.
Well, I've slowed it down. She's right up under. So she's
right in his grill.
Well, hang on. She comes up to his chin. Okay. She is a shorter, much shorter woman than he is a man. So her eyes are looking up at him. Her eyes are about where his neck is, if that makes sense. That's how short she is.
That makes sense.
She does not headbutt him, Scott. I just isolated that the second before he punches her. Now, she's close to his face.
Way too close, yes.
She's
clearly
invading
in his personal space.
She is invading his personal space.
And then he goes Clubber Lang to Rocky Balboa. I mean, just lays her out.
I mean, and then you can't see anything because the body camera goes crazy. It just goes crazy, and they're putting handcuffs on her. The officer was relieved of duty on Wednesday.
Okay.
She was taunting him, saying, quote, "You acting like you white."
She happens to be black, by the way.
She's black. Is he white? I can't tell.
He is, yeah. And she gets right up in his face and says, "What are you going to do?" And he winds up and...
She says, "What are you going to do?"
He winds up and clocks her right in the side of the face.
I mean, literally knocks her out.
That's what he's going to do.
But you are trained in that position when someone says, "What are you going to do?" You know, you're not a 19-year-old in a bar. We have to expect better of all professionals.
I don't disagree. He should have, and so many of these things are should haves, all right? But
she does not headbutt him, Scott. That is inaccurate.
Fine. That's fine. All right. I'm just telling you.
But if someone was in your personal space like that,
oh my God.
She's too close to him. She's not touching him, but she's close to him.
She's right in his face.
Why not just back up?
Well, and he should have. And, you know, thankfully we're not talking about a story where she's dead and, you know, we're looking at another series of protests, et cetera. I'm not defending what he did, okay? There is a however coming. I am not defending what he did. As a police officer, as an instrument of the law, he should have just backed up and walked away. Said, "You're not worth it. You're not worth it." However, we've all been in that position, or many of us have, where somebody gets right in your face and is taunting you and is violating your personal space so badly, you almost feel claustrophobic. I'm not defending what he did. But I'm not shocked by what I saw.
She would have been charged with disorderly conduct right up until the point he punched her in the face. Right, she would have been and should have been charged with disorderly conduct.
And he should have been fired, and he was.
Yes.
He was relieved of his duty. And I don't have a problem with that. But what he did was a natural reaction.
Yeah.
A natural human reaction.
Oh, now wait, I'm going to stop you there.
All right.
Punching someone in the face like you're Mike Tyson is a natural human reaction to somebody saying, "What are you going to do?"
If they're right in your face, I mean, literally.
And I'm going to bring sex into this. I'm going to do it.
He should not have hit a woman.
This was a woman.
I agree.
A full head shorter than he was.
I agree.
Then why do you say that's a natural human reaction? That's not a natural human reaction.
When defense mechanism.
Yes, that's right.
That's natural.
Oh, man, come on.
I do have to ask, in times of COVID-19, she was not wearing a mask, and she was millimeters from his face.
Oh, I thought she was wearing a mask.
Does that apply?
Let me back it up.
She is not wearing a mask.
She is not.
Okay, you're right. She is not wearing a mask. But he is, and the other officer is. We're going to have to come back to you saying that it's a natural reaction to punch a woman in the face.
I'm not saying it's a natural reaction to punch a woman in the face. What I'm saying is if somebody invades your personal space that badly and they're screaming at you, "What are you going to do? What are you going to do?"
Do you know where I would say that that is a natural reaction, unfortunately? A bunch of 24-year-old boys in a bar. When someone's, you know, the chest come out and I'm going to chest bump my chest into you. What are you going to do? We've all seen this in a bar.
I've never seen it done that way.
Why do men do that? Do you know how dumb you look when you all do that?
What the hell is she
and then,
talking
And then
no
they
idea.
Get in the she, space of the
that,
other
that
person.
Happen.
And then
no,
the other
doesn't.
Guy swings. That's where I would, when you said I wasn't shocked by that.
What is she talking
wouldn't
about?
Be shocked by it in a bar with a bunch of young men, but also, I'm shocked by it in an airport when it's a police officer and a woman.
How old's the cop? Because you only have to be 21 to be a cop.
Well,
is,
I don't care how
old.
I don't know that age has anything to do with it.
Well, you just said you'd expect a 24-year-old to do that.
In a bar with another guy going, oh, what are you going to do?
What do we sound like?
That's exactly what you sound like. whenever any woman sees that unfold, that's what we hear in our minds.
What do you hear?
What are you going to do?
What are they doing while they're doing that?
Well,
Why do you do that? What, are you a rooster?
The woman has lost her mind.
I don't know what's going on.
Because you said you weren't shocked by it. I'm not shocked by it in a bar when men are being stupid. I'm shocked by it when it's a police officer hitting a woman. That's all I'm saying.
I'm not saying it's okay. But if somebody invades your private space like that, your personal space, I wasn't shocked that she got clocked. And that was a rhyme.
According to the text line, there's more to the video, and apparently she hit him. I don't know. I didn't see that extended version of the video.
From the text line, it is pretty obvious that Dana has never seen a street fight. Here I go. Look at me.
Well, they also do it in baseball. What is
I'm like a lion.
Maneuver.
Look at me. I'm like a lion. I'm going to pump my chest out, and you're going to be afraid.
Fear me.
Fear my boobs.
Moobs.
Look at these large
boobs. What is it about a man placing his nipples near another man that a fight breaks out in a bar?
Here. These are my nipples. Be afraid. Look, my nipples, they're hard. Be afraid.
They shoot laser beams.
I am now placing my nipples in your face.
You will never
and you
see
are now
a headline where two women are doing that.
You sound like Dr. Evil.
I know. I know. Look, these are my nipples, and you are now afraid, and you will not fight me. Because if you do, I will fight you back.
And this is Mini
Break, you weirdo.
Look, these nipples are now erect.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.
Baseball is back. Basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.